The eight rebel groups meeting in Arusha say they now have a common position heading into any future talks with Khartoum over the crisis in Darfur, where some 200,000 people have been killed and 2.5 million fled their homes in 4 years of fighting. The talks were organized by the African Union and the United Nations and come a week after the UN Security Council approved a 26,000-strong peacekeeping force for Darfur. Initial optimism about the peacekeeping force and the Tanzania negotiations were dampened by the refusal of some rebel groups to participate. Chief among them was Abdelwahid al-Nur, one of the founders of the Darfur uprising. He says he wants the UN troops in place and a no-fly zone established before he takes part in the talks. Nonetheless, analysts say the meeting is important because the rebels are giving the Khartoum government a force to be reckoned with. The rebel groups also said they would remain open to the future participation of groups that didn't take part. Hannah Stogden is an analyst with the International Crisis Group.
This is only get the movement unified, and if they've made any progress in that direction, that's really significant. That hasn't happened since conflict started, really. What's been a priority is the unification of these movements, so that Khartoum feels like it has a more minimal opponent, that it has to, you know, respond accordingly.
President Bashir's government has said it is open to talks with the rebels, but does not want significant changes to a peace agreement signed with some rebels in Abuja, Nigeria, in 2006. That deal failed to stop the violence in Darfur, and many rebel groups only fractured further after it was signed. The African Union mediator to the talks, Salim Ahmed Salim, says he wants the sides to commit to a ceasefire. At the end of the talks, the rebels released a statement promising to ensure that Darfur remains open to humanitarian groups. They will also seek talks with Mr. Bashir's government within 3 months. It now remains to be seen whether the rebels can stick to the deal and whether it will be received well. Another leading figure, the humanitarian coordinator of the Sudan Liberation Army, remains all but imprisoned. Suleiman Jamous has been in a UN hospital near Darfur for more than a year, and the Khartoum government says he will be arrested if he tries to leave. The factions believe that Jamous could help jumpstart the limited relief work in Darfur and could also help unite the various rebels. Nick Wadhams for VOA News, Nairobi.